see if the gentleman in the booth kind of wave at us and say that we're ready. Thank you, gentlemen. And with that, it is 1:30. And so I will call to order this April 10th, 2019 meeting of the San Luis Obispo County Integrated Waste Management Authority. If you would, Mr. Gomez, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
Please stand.
Thank you for that leading of the pledge. With that, we'll move into roll call, please. Ms. Blackburn.
Debbie Arnold.
I'm here.
Sheila Blake.
Here.
Charles Borbo.
Here.
Lynn Compton. Robert Enns.
Here.
Bruce Gibson.
Here.
Aaron Gomez.
Here.
John Hammond.
Here.
Jeff Heller.
Here.
Adam Hill.
Here.
John Pichon.
Here.
Keith Storton. Kristen Barnick. Jeff Lee.
I am here as well. Did I hear Supervisor Gibson? Okay, I apologize. So I did see him come in. I just didn't hear his name. Very good. So we do have a quorum, so we will move forward. First of all, I'd like to kind of go a little off topic. First, go into agenda review. So where if there's any member that would like to change the order of the agenda, I do have one item that I would like to shift around, if that is okay with the board. And that would be under our regular calendar, which was to bring item number 14, the public employment contract, up directly after number 11. So it would be before our Integrated Waste Management Authority short-term goals and proposed budget. So if unless there's an objection to that, we'll go ahead and proceed with that as the amended agenda. Okay, very good. Then with that, we'll move into public comments. Is there any member of the public that wants to come forward and speak on an item that is not on the agenda this afternoon? Seeing no one come forward, I'll go ahead and close public comment, and that'll take us to our closed session this afternoon. So we do have a closed session first, and then we will go ahead and move into the regular agenda. So at this point, Mr. Minery, if you would announce our closed session, please.
Yes, Chairman Lee. Did you take public comment on closed session?
Oh, I did not. I apologize. Is there any member of the public that would like to speak on closed session? So, Anne, I'm assuming you're not coming forward for that. Very good. So I will close public comment on closed session and return it back to Mr. Minery for announcements, please.
Okay. The board will move to closed session pursuant to Government Code 54957B1. This is public employment to discuss the appointment of the IWMA manager. Item number 6, pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9D4 to discuss with legal counsel regarding the initiation of litigation.
Very good. Thank you. With that, we will adjourn into closed session. So if we could please clear the room of those members not on the board or direct staff. And we'll go ahead and and just letting Ms. Blackburn and the AGP staff settle back in. Thank you, gentlemen. So with that, we will reconvene into open session and turn it over to Mr. Minery for a report out of closed session, please.
Thank you. Coming out of closed session on item 5 related to public employment of the IWMA manager, the board voted unanimously in closed session to appoint Brooke Stayer as the manager, subject to an agreement in open session on his compensation package, including fringe benefits. On item number 6, the discussion regarding initiation of litigation, the board took no reportable action.
Very good. Thank you for that report. And that will take us into the manager's report. Mr. Giancola.
Thank you. I don't really have a lot to report. I'm not going to get too much into this. It's pretty much what you see is in your attachments, but I would entertain any questions.
Very good. Are there any questions to my right? So on the information from the manager's report, there is several items on fund balances and credit cards and board directives and so forth. So if there's any questions, any questions to my left? Very good. Seeing no one with questions, I'll go ahead and open this up to the public, see if any member of the public wants to speak on this item. Seeing no one move forward, we'll go ahead and close that and say thank you for that manager's report and move on to our consent calendar. We do have one, two, three items, all of which are draft minutes of various meetings that we've had. Any questions or concerns on these items for staff? Before we take a motion, I'll go ahead and see if there's any member of the public that wants to speak on the consent calendar. Seeing no one move forward, we'll go ahead and come back for a motion. We have a motion.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. So Supervisor Arnold, District Representative Enns. So all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? That motion carries. Consent calendar is complete. That moves us into our regular calendar. So we'll start with item number 11, which is the discussion of contracts with San Luis Obispo County IT, HR, and Auditor Controller. And just before we do that, I apologize, Mr. Giancola, is there not supposed to be purchasing on that as well?
No, I think. I'm sorry.
Is there not supposed to be purchasing on here, or is that okay? Very good. Then it is obviously worded correctly. I'll turn it over to Mike for a staff report.
Thank you. So, first of all, you have a service agreement. Our agency authority has a service agreement with the Auditor Controller. It's been a long-standing agreement. It's around $8,000 a year. So you have before you today that agreement, which has been beefed up with respect to internal audit procedures now being part of it, which you did not have before. So that's the only change in the old agreement and the new agreement. So it gives your board what I believe is the protection necessary to actually perform an internal audit review of invoice accounts receivable, accounts payable. Mr. Hamilton has been, his staff have been extremely gracious and helpful and nothing but cooperative. So certainly on the county side, I express that and put in the written record that I really appreciate the support I got. Two new service agreements you see, and the one that Mr. Lee just mentioned, IT, there is not one for IT. And the reason is that there are really only two contracts that go that are big and go out to bid. And we will just follow the, we put a policy procedure in place that we would follow the county's methods, and we will, and they have allowed us, they will allow us to advertise and advertise for free. So they've been helpful too. Mr. Horton, by the way, with respect to the County Board of Supervisors that are here, he has been also extremely helpful, and I'm very grateful for his assistance. With respect to human resources and IT, the human resources is new. And the reason it's there is it's a two-part piece. One is it's a service agreement where they're going to offer and provide us the support outlined in the document. But they're also separate to that. So that would be a minimum $10,000 a year and or $92 an hour after that. There's some representatives from the county here, too, that can answer questions if we start getting into the weeds, which I can't answer. But anyway, what this is we've never had HR support, and we don't know if we're in compliance, which leads us to the second piece of that service agreement. So one, you have ongoing. They're going to help with setting up a classification, setting up performance evaluations. They'll help us with going forward with recruitments. So, for instance, we have to recruit for a board secretary. The second piece of the service agreement is there's an assessment there from an outside vendor working through HR for, I think, $8,000. They will come in and do a complete audit to make sure we are in compliance with State of California and best practices for human resources management. I'm a little concerned that there may be some issues that we need to just flesh out and identify and then fix. So that's the HR one. The IT service agreement is an agreement where there's some one-time costs of around $30,000, and then there's $16,000 going forward. These are necessary because we really don't have networked PCs. We don't really have a situation where we can easily retrieve emails. We don't have really good security, on and on and on. And so it's necessary to move forward. And if you guys remember, that your board's direction was to move forward with these service agreements. So there'll be some cost reduction with respect to where we're getting our IT now. As a private company, I believe they're in Goleta, and so we wouldn't be using them anymore. And then some other minor ones. We would retain our web host and our domain of IWMA.com. We would not go to the CA.us, whatever the domain is. I'm the worst guy. I'm not a tech person. So anyway, so that's what you have before you, and I'd be willing. Again, the two department heads, Daniel Millay and Tammy Douglas-Schatz, both extremely helpful and very interested in good governance, and I think they'd be good folks to work with. So with that, I'd open up to any questions.
Very good. Thank you for that. Any questions to my right?
Yes.
Ms. Blake.
What's the term of the contract? I'm reading here that it could be terminated.
It's an annual agreement. It will be very much just like what you have with the audit controller every year. Then it would just be renewed. It would be like kind of a letter agreement that we would just renew it.
Okay, and it's fairly simple to terminate.
Yes,
should
ma'am.
It not be needed or whatever.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Any other questions to my right? Any questions to my left? Mr. Hammond.
Yeah, Mike, on the IT part of this, our office is basically on its own network, correct? I mean, are we going to tie in to the county, and are they going to back up all of our records, and how's that going to work?
Our current situation is that we're not networked in our own office. We can't. Our three computers in there are not networked.
They are
I should
not.
Say seven. No, they're not. So we are going to get on to their network, and yes, they would back us up.
Yeah, that's what I was wanting to say.
Sir.
Yeah.
Okay. That's when I said security, that's really kind of what I was referring to.
Thank you.
Okay. Very good. So any other questions to my left? Very good. Seeing none, I'll go ahead and open this item up to the public, see if there's any members of the public that want to speak on this item, any representatives from the county offices that want to come forward and speak on these. Seeing no one come forward, we'll go ahead and bring it back for motion and discussion.
This contract, it estimates $16,000 for the year 1920. What do we currently expend for these services?
We're not spending anything because we don't have it.
And Mike, before you answer that, so Charles, which contract is that? Sorry.
I think it's for IT.
Sorry, I apologize.
I think he's referring to IT.
Okay.
Yes. So I don't know. So there'll be new costs because we're not getting it. I think it's in the budget here. Hold on just a second. But the main one that we would be pulling out would be the email provider out of Goleta that I referred to. And when I talk about the budget, it's actually noted in the budget to actual, and it's under, it's not substantial. I would just tell you that. It's under $5,000.
Okay. The reason I ask is in the contract language, it says for the IT, I'm referring to $10,000 a year minimum, which doesn't seem an issue if we're estimating $16,000 for the next year. But the biggest chunk of that is almost $10,000 for IT professional consulting. Would we see that as an ongoing expense, or is that more of a one-time thing
to get
set up?
I think they're trying to, because it's an unknown, and I think I don't see it as an ongoing. I think what will happen is you're going to have this one-time big cost, $30,000. I think initially the first year you'll see some costs, because they'll be there, they'll be looking at a lot of stuff. And then after that, I would expect them to go back down.
Okay, and I just want to make sure, because there is a $10,000 minimum, so right. if we're to drop below that, though, that would be a... create an issue, I guess, where we have to pay them at least $10,000.
Right. You have to pay them the $10,000. Same thing with the HR.
Okay. Right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other discussion or motion? John?
I'm just going to make a motion if you like.
Please proceed.
I recommend item 11 to move ahead with contracts for IT, HR, and auditor controller. Give the president authority to go ahead and sign out and make non-substantial changes if needed.
Very good. We have a motion.
Second.
We have a second. So is this a roll call or voice vote?
Voice vote is fine.
Voice vote in favor. We've got Mr. Hammond, Mr. Pichon. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much for that. So that concludes item number 11. So we will now take Thank you. So we will take item number 14 next out of order. So that becomes public employment contract. So Mr. Giancola, or actually Mr. Minnery.
Thank you, Chairman Lee. Members of the board. So just to follow up for anyone listening, your board has appointed Brooke Stayer as the new manager of the authority, subject to a determination of compensation. As you are aware, compensation and fringe benefits must be subject to discussion, public comment, and final determination in open session. So with that, I will give an overview of the compensation negotiated between myself and Mr. Stayer, with the help of the executive committee. This is a three-year term beginning on July 1st, 2019, and ending July 1st, 2022. Mr. Stayer has requested annual salary of $153,000. This is $3,000 more than your advertised highest salary. Your board has the retirement contribution is contemplated at 18%. There is an auto allowance given. Mr. Stayer would be given a choice of $450 reimbursement for an all-electric vehicle, or to be reimbursed up to $350 a month in at the IRS mileage rate if he uses his own vehicle. So he'd have to choose one or the other. He would receive a relocation allowance of $5,000 for moving expenses, which may be up to $7,500 if he has receipts and seeks reimbursement. Mr. Stayer has requested $2,100 a month towards medical and health plan benefits, which he will seek and get on his own. Initially, the offer was at $1,000, but based on the costs of health care in the county, Mr. Stayer is requesting this additional amount. He has requested 20 days a year of vacation, sick time at 96 hours a year, which would accrue up to 400 over a period of 5 years, with a maximum payout of 200 hours, so 50% upon termination for any reason. And Mr. Sayer has requested 5 days of administrative leave annually, and there would be a $75 a month reimbursement for cell phone expenses. So Mr. Stayer is here. If you have any questions about this, or if there's any discussions on compensation, please I'll turn it back over to Mr. Lee.
Great. Thank you very much. Is there any specific questions on Mr. Minnery's presentation? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and I'll open it up to the public first, see if there's any member of the public that wants to speak on this item. Seeing no one come forward, I will go ahead and invite Mr. Stayer to come forward and discuss the items that are different from what Mr. Minnery mentioned versus your requests. So thank you for joining us.
Thank you. The salary request is based on my current compensation, and the health insurance is based on stepping down two plans from what I have right now, and just because of the cost of the health care in San Luis versus Merced. The car allowance is what I get now, but I'm glad to go to the electric vehicle and be compensated for that. And any other questions you'd like me to elaborate on?
Any specific questions of Mr. Stayer? So if, seeing no specific questions, so if the since it was a representation in the advertisement of a $150,000 package for that, would you be willing to potentially do the $150,000 to start with the $2,100 per month health benefits as the initial compensation package?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Any concerns or questions on the board to consider that $150,000 salary package with $2,100 a month health plan package?
Other than just a question, are you going to be able to make it by July 1 over here?
We'll let you know in the next few days. Yes.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Okay. So, so with that, it looks like July 1st would be the potential start date, unless something hiccups along the way. But with that, is there someone who would like to make a motion to that effect?
So moved.
Can you clarify your motion, please?
Okay. Well, the package that we agreed on is 150 with 2100 upgrade for the insurance. All others that Mr. Minery talked about.
Okay. So there's the motion.
Second.
You have a second? So we have a motion by Mr. Hammond, second by Mr. Gomez. We'll do a roll call on this one, please. Is there any other discussion? Roll call, please.
John Hammond.
Aye.
Aaron Gomez.
Yes. Yes.
Debbie Arnold.
Yes.
Sheila Blake.
Yes.
Charles Borbo?
Yes.
Robert Enns?
Yes.
Bruce Gibson?
Yes.
Jeff Heller?
Yes.
Adam Hill?
Yes.
John Pichon?
Yes.
Jeff Lee?
Yes. And with that, it passes unanimously. I'll turn it over to Mr. Minery first, but first say congratulations and welcome.
Thank you very
Maybe,
much.
Maybe just a voice vote to have you as chairman of the board execute the contract with...
Would someone be willing to acknowledge that motion by Mr. A motion and a second. All those in favor of allowing me to sign the contract, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? I will do that after the meeting. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. So any other brief introductory comments, Mr. Sayer, that you'd like to make before we proceed to the next item?
Can I make a comment? I just want to thank Mike for all your work over the last, has it been a year?
No, sir.
Feels like 10. So
August 28th.
Well, thank you very much for all you've done, and welcome on board.
Thank you. I would say, is it too late to throw in a McConnell's ice cream allowance? Thank you very much.
Thank you. With that, we will conclude our public employment contract discussion. Thank you for that. We'll move back into item number 12, which is the IWMA short-term goals and proposed budget for fiscal year 19-20. So, and just for transparency and clarification, I wanted to move the public contract discussion before this so that Mr. Stayer is aware of this discussion and can participate knowing that he will be the recipient of this short-term goals and budget upon his commencement of work. So with that, Mr. Giancola, the floor once again is yours.
Thank you. If you look page 56 in your packet, that's where I'll start off just to kind of go through these. And let me just back up and say that I appreciate the guidance and feedback and input from the executive committee going forward. The goal here is to just identify as generally and specifically the goals for the next year and ultimately a budget associated with it so that Mr. Stayers, when he comes on, will work with your board ultimately with a strategic plan, and then these goals and this budget would probably more than likely be amended. So just wanted to just give that as background. So I think what I'll do is I'll just go through the goals and then I'll just take questions versus reading all these. I mean, so it's just... we're properly staffed, IWMA. I spoke about this today. Your board took the action. And then with the new agreement with HR, we'll hire staff. Increasing checks and balances, this is just good governance. We'll just continue doing that. I see that as just moving forward. As you come across new situations, you would have new policies. IWMA transparency. One of the things that I think that needs to be looked at is the website specifically, and I think there's a whole effort to increase transparency in California, and for instance, things like on the existing sites, it's not what I would consider be user friendly. It's not a great discussion or even a really good explanation of what the authority does. Who is the authority and what do they do? And I would ultimately see things like pictures of the staff with their annual salaries on here that so that you people would know that people could go to. And so it's an effort. That would be one of the things. Decreasing illegal dumping of electronic waste, mattresses, hazardous waste. This is, again, there's a number of things in here that you see as tasks that would go along with that. It would be, but they were going in the areas of expanding some programs, maybe even into some different areas. Reducing contamination and garbage, this is extremely important to us and to the hauling community. It's up 25-30%. The recycling materials are contaminated. In fact, I had to put the sticker on my own trash can because I can't seem to get my wife to know that that little arrow on the bottom doesn't mean it's recyclable. And so if it's happening in my house, I know it's happening other places. And then grant funding, and I think this is, again, an area we got to look at. And when I say provide grant funding here, we have a lot of money in reserves. And so the way we do go out and get money from the grants from the state of California, that would be something that I think your board should look at in the future as part of a policy and also the strategic planning piece of it. What I'm talking about here is in Orange County, we had some money set aside in the budget that came off the tipping fees, and that money was used for different areas of the county. And so that if you were doing beach cleanups or if you were doing river cleanups, homeless encampment, partnering with some environmental groups, they submitted, we'd set up a system, an application process in this particular situation. We would take we'd advertise what our restrictions were and what our parameters were, and then we would look to take some of that money from the grants the reserves to provide on a countywide basis and an equitable basis, so it covers the whole county. So that's kind of what that is, if you're wondering. And so those are the goals, and if anybody has any questions, I could. And then associated with those goals is the budget that I have provided.
Very good. So looks like we've got a question to my left. Mr. Hammond.
A question and a comment. Remember, Mike, we were talking about as a goal for the agency is that, you know, our reserves are getting very large, and we never really have a goal for use of those in any manner. So I think that would definitely want to be on this list somewhere, that we get into that topic and get some direction as to what we should do with this money. In other words, maybe return it to the agencies who tipped it in the first place and have them use it in certain ways, or, you know, there's a lot of different uses and ways to fix that, I think, other than if we have a need or a goal for having that much reserve, then let's talk about that too. But
sure. And I specifically did not put in here rate cut or revenue. I did not get into that,
right?
Because I think that's part of this. I think that's your next step. I think today is to identify kind of what I saw that's out there and certain set these goals so that it, again, what it's doing is strategically allowing you, when you get in your strategic plan, is to allow you then to get back into this. And then you would bring that question
options
back in.
Right.
Because you really have three tranches of money that you get, that the revenue comes from: the tipping fees, the businesses, and the residents. And so you really kind of want to look at that.
Mm-hmm.
And then ultimately you could say that you wanted to look at the reserves and dip into those to offset something, either a new program or something else.
Right. I think anything to make our agency look better with regard to the taxpayers, funding in the first place, is something I think we need to have as a goal here to review. That's the bottom line.
Yeah. I'm willing to revise this and add goals if you want to specifically give me something, I'm more than happy if they'll take it from the board and put it on there.
And let's go ahead and do that as part of discussion after questions. So, Mr. Gibson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think all the goals sound perfectly reasonable. When are we expecting action on the budget? Would that be our next meeting?
Yes, sir.
I think it would be helpful to get a comparison of the 1920 proposed against 1819 adopted, so we can see how things are changing, this budget. In fact, maybe a couple of years of comparison just to make sure we're tracking how things are changing. I think that informs the discussion for the future.
I agree. I spoke to staff about that. We couldn't get it in this package, but I spoke to staff about that, and it's a really good point, because what we wanted to do was have what we're talking about, what was adopted, and then an explanation.
Yeah.
Just in a very quick, just crisp, so anybody would be able to pick it up and know what it
is. And there may be some apples and oranges comparisons that need to be reconciled, but a basic understanding, our budgets heretofore were very how shall I say, broad brush in their approach. But in translating to the new era, I think we need to have some attempt at continuity here.
Yes, sir. And I think what we should do as part of that is in the May budget pieces, this would kind of give you some background, gives you something as a reference to be able to start looking at. But in the May, we'll also, I think, any new item will identify that. So it'll show kind of where we were. For instance, there's a couple of things that are going to go up. You know, there's certainly service agreements we talked about. Attorney's fees are going to go up, things like that. And so we'll do that, and then we'll put any kind of new item that we're talking about.
And finally, do you expect, in terms of balancing this budget, that you're going to need to cancel reserves to make your if your proposed budget here comes out something similar in the final action, will that require tapping reserves to make?
Yes, sir. That's what I would do. I would bring it, and I would identify that.
Okay. You have a magnitude?
I don't think it's going to be that great.
Okay. We'll look forward to that.
Right. You're looking at, you have a $2.2 million, just round numbers, you have around a $2.2 million annual budget. The spending's about 1.9, so you're dropping $300K every year, and so if we got more than $300K, then that's what we would pull off. Okay.
Are there other questions to my left?
Yes, I'm confused with the comment you just made. Pages 50 and 59, which is your proposed 1920 budget, where am I missing this? It shows a total of $3.25 million.
Right, and this is loaded with everything that we could so far. But so we would be 2.23. So there are about a million there. That to get to your question, it'd be about a million more than what it is. But again, I'll identify that in a more pointed fashion.
So substantial change from the 18-19 budget, which
that
is what Supervisor Gibson was kind of asking about. All right, thank you.
Which I think would then provide the board an opportunity to decide which programs it wants to do this year or this upcoming year versus the budget as potentially proposed. But Mr. Gibson,
and just could I ask that the executive committee to have a look at that to narrow it so that we're not in a free for all in terms of trying to get into balance at this point?
I think I would be definitely supportive of that. And I'll speak for the executive committee with the nods and say yes. Any questions to my right? Okay, Mr. Gomez.
Yeah, as far as everything looks good here, as far as the advertising dollars go, was there any kind of data driven that put us in that budget as far as the TV being that much versus zero social media actually being budgeted into this?
Okay. So, and actually, go ahead and come forward, Patty.
I'll let Patty speak to this one.
Okay, sorry. I'm the program director for the IWMA. My name is Patty Taves. Before I put this into any sort of budget form, I go out and get quotes in advance. So what we did is we went out and got direct quotes for mailings, for TV, radio, so that we could get a feel of what the market actually was beforehand.
Yeah, so my question wasn't so much on the cost as much as the desired outcome. As far as we've all gone through campaigns, TV is extremely expensive.
Super
versus
expensive.
What is the actual outcome versus that amount of money put into a well-designed social media campaign, you're going to get far more bang for your buck, yet no social media was budgeted, TV being our highest advertising. So I would like to see that looked at far greater when we look at desired outcome. I mean, I'm sure Mr. Pichon can talk about strategic.
I would actually add that it's about 25% of the overall advertising budget should be put in digital media.
Well, I mean, these are conversations we need to have, right? Moving forward.
Thank you.
Very good. Okay. Great. So, and the executive committee will dive into that. So any other questions to my right? Thank you, Patty.
You're welcome.
So this is a receive and file, but I'll go ahead and open it up to the public, see if there's any members of the public that want to come forward and discuss this item. Seeing no one come forward, we'll go ahead and bring it back for just a brief discussion. Two items that I'd love to see as tasks, whether they make it into the final budget, would just be an acknowledgement of coordination with Cal Poly and other member agencies on sustainability activities such as food composting, if it's not specifically there. And then we didn't have a specific task to bring back the polystyrene ordinance, so which has been pending action by this board moving forward. So I don't know if there's any further discussion that people want to have on this task specifically. Mr. Gomez.
Yeah, I mean, these weren't questions, but as far as what I would like to see some carve-outs for in this specific, or are you asking for comments on that specific item?
No, just this okay. Carve-out specifically, that if we want to give direction to staff as to how to bring forward the goals, which then obviously builds into our budget for okay. discussion.
On that basis, I think we need to have a carve-out for a strategic plan. We know it's going to cost a certain amount of money. The question being, we haven't dedicated, we know we're going for a strategic plan, but we haven't actually associated dollars with that. So I think we need to add that in there. I can't give you a number, if that's 20 grand, if that's 50 grand. I've never implemented a strategic plan, but as we come back in May. Also looking at, we've talked about this, or we've even had this in the past, our kind of our annual orientation for new members. I think we need to continue to do that, and we need to have a carve out for that, for us to be a little bit more robust as far as educating new members, as also reorientating ourselves and looking at we have a pretty broad swath within this county. I've only toured Cold Canyon Landfill. We can expand that to literally every part of the county, and I think we as a board should be visiting those sites once a year. We could do that with the orientation. Is there some cost associated with that? Is that $1,000? It would be one of those things that I think would be worth doing. And then as far as kind of within that, and this might just be involved with the strategic plan, getting an understanding of how the county versus with all of our various plants, how they're handling this change in the recyclables reality and how they're handling waste, as far as Cold Canyon's going to be doing it far different than North County. I think we as a board need to assimilate that into our understanding of what our purview is. And that could also just be under the orientation process as well. But
any other items for discussion? Very good. Seeing none, we'll consider that direction provided or input provided to staff, and we'll close that item and go to item number 13, SB 54 and AB 1080 letters of support, and we're may get you out of here on time.
Oh my God!
Great. So, Mr. Giancola, the floor again is yours.
Thank you. I was requested to put these two items on for your board's consideration, similar to what we did last month. This is a little different. This is about single-use plastics, and specifically supporting a couple bills on the Senate and the Assembly with respect to reducing single-use containers, single-use plastic. It's estimated that two-thirds of all the plastics that has ever been produced is still in the environment, and it's really making its way down into just about everything. They found it at the bottom of the Marianas Trench recently, and so it's some certainly an issue that we need to deal with. And so I put this on as a request of one of the board members, and then just open it up to questions.
Any questions? We'll start with John, then go to Debbie.
So currently this, I believe, is going through the committee process in both the Senate and the Assembly.
That's my understanding.
We don't have the final bill. The California Chamber of Commerce is against this right now. I think they're using that as a negotiation to be able to have a discussion on it in Sacramento. So my belief is that this is a little premature. Because there's no final bill. There's going to be a lot of changes made to this. There's a lot of lobbying going on through these different committees on both sides, both chambers. And I think it's a little bit early for us to take a position on it. And as I said, the California Chamber of Commerce has come out against both of these, but they have offered changes that could win their support. So that's why I think this is a little premature today.
Ms. Arnold.
Well, I just want to say, of course, I feel the same way. I've researched this a little bit after working in the state legislature, I understand that oftentimes the bills, if they're written poorly, and that's kind of, I think, the major criticism of these bills, unless amended, right now. And my latest information came on March 29th, so something could have happened at the end of last week. But criticisms like the scope of products affected is unclear due to the undefined terms in the bills and all the things that make for kind of legislation that after it passes, the idea is good, but if the language isn't clear after it passes, then we have all kinds of problems with it. So I too would rather wait and see, or at least do a little more on this before we carte blanche the idea, I think, is where we're all trying to go. But to ensure that the legislation is written correctly, do a little more research before. I would support it, but that's just my point of view.
Any other questions? John?
Yeah, Mike, I was going to ask you, is this any way time sensitive with our recommendation or denial of those?
It's not my understanding that it is.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions?
I'm sorry, did you, Mike, did you say it is time sensitive?
Not that I'm aware.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
So seeing no other questions, I'll go ahead and open this item up to the public, see if there's any member of the public that wants to speak in this item. Seeing no one come forward, we'll go ahead and bring it back for discussion. Anyone have a preference?
I would just recommend that maybe we table this and bring it back at a later time.
Second. So we have a motion and a second. Do we say that later time is May?
Next week. Well, I think we need to look at the legislative calendar and see how it, you know, what they're saying, when they're going to get to it in the different committees, and then when it comes to the full body. But my assumption is this is probably sometime in the early summer.
Very good. So not time critical, but
direction to staff to bring it back at an appropriate time as soon as possible.
Okay. So motion is okay with that. Second's okay with that.
As needed.
Okay. Very good. So. Jennifer, are you clear on the motion? Very good. So I'm assuming this is a voice vote. So all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Very good. We will see that again. With that, we will move into future our member comments and future agenda items. Anything to my right? Ms. Arnold. Very good. So anything to my left? So
I had a question relative to the agenda. In the agenda packet on page 60, you know, starting at page 60, there's a couple of letters from Chicago Grade and Paso Garbage, but we haven't discussed those, and they don't have an agenda item attached to them. Are they intended? What is the intention of that, Mr. Giancola?
I think that when staff put this together, we just wanted to be inclusive and just share what we have received with respect. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Jeff, direction maybe for Mike with regard to Pass Robles, too. I would encourage Mike to get a hold of our Public Works Director, Dick McKinley, and bring him up to speed of the letter that came from Paso Landfill, just to give him a level of information.
Okay. So then would both of that be possible direction to come back if there's a need to discuss it at the board level, right, for either of these letters? So I'm assuming, and Mike, you can kind of make that determination based upon your conversations.
Got it.
Okay, very good. Any other discussion? Any other future agenda items? If not, we are adjourned until May 8th. Thank you, everyone.